It's time to tune up your taste buds and take a trip to culinary heaven, because we're live from Jasper's Kitchen, presented by Hen House. Sit back, relax, and enjoy something new from the wonderful world of delicious cooking with our favorite chef, Jasper Marabli, and his co-host, food journalist, Kimberly Stern. And now, here's the godfather of Italian cooking, Chef J-Man and Toots.
This is Jasper Marabli.
And Kimberly Stern.
And we are live at the Hen House Market, 117th and Moreau. We're celebrating today, Miss Kimberly.
Celebrating big time.
That's
94
right.
Delicious years.
Is that something else? Since 1923, Hen House has been your local market. And Kimberly, I'm looking at all the specials. We're going to talk to Jonah in a little while here.
I can't wait.
Because he's got something really big to talk about, avocados.
We're on.
Good afternoon and welcome back to Live from Jasper's Kitchen. Kimberly, we are celebrating here at 117th and Moreau, the 94th anniversary.
94 delicious years, Hen House, since 1923. Can you believe it?
How about that? And we have Jonah here right now because he's going to talk about these special avocados, because I'm going to tell you, someone brought me some avocados last week, and I was embarrassed and sent them back.
Really?
Oh, they were horrible. Just, Jonah, welcome back to the show.
Good morning. Thank you for having me. And I think avocados is a hot topic around the country with California last week dropped 50% production because it's coming to the end.
Okay.
So avocado prices are really high. Some retailers are going to a smaller, lower quality avocado so they can hit a price point instead of sticking to quality and getting the consumers, our guests, the best product possibly.
And I think I know where he's going with this, Jasper.
So the
What's
avocados I just saw just now are absolutely beautiful.
Yeah.
And the ones you got last week were very small, a lot of pit, a lot of skin.
Oh, yeah. They were not from here. They were from someone else, and I'm not too happy. But the price right now is really great.
Very aggressive price on the avocados right now.
And they're Haas avocados, $1.88. And I love it. You've got all the guac fixins.
Football season.
Football season.
I didn't read that guac fixin. Now I get it.
Okay, Jen, now
celebrating the big game tomorrow. That's right, Ms. Kimberly.
That's right.
So we are just around the corner. Well, not around the corner because I was already outside. The pumpkins display and the squash are unbelievable.
Pumpkins are here. So we are known for the variety. So I challenge you to come and visit the stores and see how many different. We have a swine.
Is that
pumpkin.
Swan beautiful?
It's amazing pumpkin.
Can you bring it in?
We can bring one in.
Yeah, bring one in.
And the turban. I like the turban.
That's one of your faves, Jasper.
Well, I got to show you.
Every year.
I had my phone here somewhere.
Uh-oh.
Anyway, I don't know what I did with it, but there's a photo here, and I've never seen this one here. I mean, they're absolutely so beautiful anyway. But this is one of my favorites. And I was outside taking a bunch of different photos. What is this one right here called? Well, that's the halibut. I was taking photos everywhere. But look at this one right here. What are those called? They're kind of like stripes, and they're very festive looking, almost like a carnival looking one.
Festive.
I can't remember the name of that one. I know what we did and what we're going to do on the years coming is every year I'm working with a grower on doing different varieties. So we'll have two or three that repeat every year, but then we'll have four or five different ones, new ones. So your fall decorations at home look different from year to year.
I saw the cannoli one out there, the cannoli pumpkin.
Really,
I had to
Jasper.
Throw that in there, Kimberly.
Of course you did. And do you have the monster pumpkin?
The Big Mac.
Yeah, the
Big Mac.
So
we have the Big Mac, okay. And then the big ones are going to come next week.
And how much do they weigh?
3 weeks ago, we had one over 500 pounds.
No
Ooh.
Way.
So that should be close to
and
about 650 or
I think you told us they grow it on the pallet.
Yes. So
right?
once it gets to about 40, 50 pounds, we put a pallet on their knees
okay.
with a cardboard, put the dirt on it. That way the forklift can just come in and pick it up.
And then I just saw five for $5, the little mini pumpkins. Mm.
Those minis are
the
great
decoratives.
This year.
Yep. That's a great price. That's something else. Well, we're ready for Halloween. I'll tell you, I saw the candy apples. I'm looking at the Honeycrisp apples right now.
Finally.
No
That's
kidding.
New crop Washington.
Is it really? So let's go over that very quickly. I know we got to take a break here, but, a lot of times people don't realize the apples they're eating are not this year's apples sometimes in those grocery stores.
Sometimes if you see a very, very aggressive price on some very pale-looking Honeycrisp out there right now,
yeah,
it might be last year from storage.
Ouch.
We made a commitment. We're not going to do that.
Can you say that again, Kim?
Last year.
Last year. Well, Jonah, thank you so much. Kim, we got to take a break.
We've got a great show coming up. Of course, we're celebrating Hen House 94th anniversary. That is the secret phrase, 94th
anniversary. Okay, we're giving away Tippins pies and gift certificates.
And Hen House gift cards. And, of course, we're going to be talking to Lydia Bastianich. We're going to be talking to the chef of American Slang at the Intercontinental and the general manager. And we're going to be talking to Lisa Reagan of Safely Delicious about allergy safe
they
snacks.
They are delicious. I've already had a few. This is Jasper Morabli.
And Kimberly Stern.
We are live at the Hen House Market, 117th and Rural. Come on by and say the secret phrase, which is
94th anniversary.
Right here on KCMO.
Talk Radio 103.7 FM, AM 710.
Burr.
Hey, this is Kimberly.
I like that. That's a new one for you.
That's right.
We are live at the Hen House Market, 117th and Monroe, and we are celebrating, Miss Kimberly.
Big time. 94 delicious years, Hen House.
Oh, that's delicious, and I'm celebrating with the Tippins pies right now. Oh, my. And Kimberly, they just brought over to me some delicious fried chicken. That's right. Hen House fried or pan-roasted chicken. It's on sale. 8 pieces for the big tailgate season right now.
Are you going to share some with me, Jasper?
Kimberly, I'll let you have a little bit. Also, Tippins quiche for your tailgating. And if you're grilling outside, my recipe this week, how about this grilled T-bones and what, Kimberly?
Barbecue butter.
Oh, that's a certified recipe from the certified chef himself.
Good.
How you like this? You like that certified?
Certified crazy.
Certifiable. I knew that was coming. Look at the swan.
Look
Take a
that.
Photo of that.
That is gorgeous.
I love that. Jonah was just on talking about all the delicious pumpkins and everything. But right now, we're talking certified Hereford beef. That's right. Premium quality beef right now. The Kansas City strip steaks are $5.99 a pound. That's unheard of. And this is unbelievable. Brisket, $4.99 a pound. Beef chuck roast, $4.59 a pound. Cube steaks. Oh, they are beautiful. And halibut, fresh halibut. I was just talking to James over in the fish department. The halibut is absolutely beautiful. I was taking photos of that. The salmon is on sale.
Oh,
beautiful
yeah.
scallops and oysters. And you should see these really, really clams. That are just, I got a fish boil tomorrow, I think. You know,
it sounds
tomorrow.
Like it.
Yeah, I got my
like
mind
it.
On that. And Sea Best Wild Gulf Shrimp. It's for you, Kimberly.
Mm-hmm.
Buy one, get one
my
free.
My BOGO. You know, before we go on, we've got a mention going on right now at the Round Hill.
That's right.
The barn.
The Round Hill Barn, the culinary garage sale for Slow Food Kansas City.
Every other year we have the sale. You should see the items, Jasper. Well, of course you've
seen
the
I was
the
there
items.
All morning. Oh, my gosh. Kimberly, you should see Lisa picked up some La Crusade pots.
Uh-huh.
You should. I mean, I'm not kidding you. $15 a piece, they're $150 pots.
Yeah, yeah.
She bought a fried chicken pan. I got some Mühlbach from the Mühlbach Hotel.
Whoa.
Oh, we spent some money today. I don't know. I'm in big trouble.
So it's going on until 3 today.
That's right.
And I believe the address is 8920 Maple.
That's
Maple
right.
Circle.
You
over
can't
in Round
miss
Hill,
it. The signs
Overland
are
Park.
Everywhere right yeah. off of Knoll.
Yeah, so get over there. It benefits Veterans Community Project, the therapy garden that Slow Food is going to plan for them.
Well, Kimberly, we have a delicious and one of my favorite interviews right now. Oh. Kimberly, one of my favorite days. Now, I want to put this all right and make sure we're, you know, I'm saying everything properly
okay,
right
okay.
now. When I come into the studio and I look at the board and I get to see who I interview, who we interview, and I see this morning when I walk up, the name is in, you know, in lights,
it
shining.
Is. It's and got it's, stars by it.
It's got stars by it. It's Lydia Bastianich, a lady who's very, very dear to myself and my family, and I just want to welcome her to back to Kansas City and to the show, Lydia Bastianich. Welcome, welcome.
Thank you, Jasper. Thank you, Kimberly. And give a big hug to the family, will you, Jasper?
I will. Mama, I already told Mama that you're going to be on the show today. And she's all, tell me when she's going to be on. I said, she's on today, Mama. That's when. So, well, thank you, Lydia. And you are back in Kansas City for the anniversary. I told Kimberly this earlier. I feel like, boy, am I aging or what? I mean, I cannot believe right now we are going to celebrate the anniversary at Lydia's. And how many years now, Lydia?
It's 18.
18 years in Kansas City. This is really something else, Miss Kimberly.
And look how that area, you've kind of drawn other restaurants to that area, Lydia.
Well, you know, it's a great city, but, I was friends with Jasper and the family way before that. We went to Italy together. And so, you know, when we were thinking of Kansas City, we came to you, Jasper, and your family, and you encouraged us, and it's been a great trip.
It really has been something, and to watch that area grow, but then to watch the restaurant grow. And you know, I'm a big fan of yours, not only from the cookbooks, from the PBS series, but traveling with you to your hometown. I'm always honored to have you on the show. But to enjoy dinner and or lunch for me mostly, but and dinner at your restaurant, and the chefs who have taken this restaurant for you now, and going on, the employees have been there with you since the beginning. Your chef and your chef de cuisine and your manager. That's something really that should be marked.
And while it's, you know, they are, you know, it's all about the team. You know, Jasper.
Exactly.
You know, you have an idea, you have energy, you're excited, you have creativity, but then you need the team. You need to do it together with the team. And Dan Sweeney has been with us there since the beginning, the chef. And Cody Hogan, he's actually now the general manager. So between the two of them, from the beginning, they're carrying on the Lydia's Kansas City. And it's growing. That restaurant is growing. You know, we added on the terrace, and they're doing a great job. So I am happy every time I go and visit. It's like visiting family. I meet our customers, and then, of course, this trip, we're doing our usual fundraiser for Boys Grow, which is near and dear to my heart.
What a love story between you and Boys Grow. That was just an immediate connection for you.
It was, because I kind of grew up in that setting, you know. With, yeah. But we can go there, you know, with my grandmother. And it's so important, you know, for I guess, human beings, children, begin with children to understand where our nourishment comes from and how much we should respect the earth and how much we should appreciate and how we can get a lot out of the earth if we put the effort in.
And, of course, that fundraiser is tomorrow and the anniversary dinner is on Monday. So you've got a busy weekend, Lydia. Let's talk about September. It's one of your very favorite months for produce. You know, we still have the summer bounty, but the first hints of fall are popping up. So what can we expect to see on the menu during September, maybe early October at the restaurant here?
Well, you know, we do very much seasonal. That's the way the Italian cuisine is. And we love working with the local farmers and, you know, the local, meat purveyors. You know, I think it was the family that provides all the pork delicious pork. You know, fall is a great time for pork. All kinds of squashes, tomatoes are still in, and you kind of the bitter vegetables are beginning to come in, like broccoli di rape and so on. Braised meats, the ossobuco, the braised short ribs with barley risotto, and so there's you know kind of this hearty and heartwarming meals that enter into the menu. And of course, now September, October is about mushrooms. Mushrooms are great. Mm-hmm. And I think truffles will make their appearance as well. Although this year hasn't been a great year for truffles.
When was the last time you were back in Italy?
I was back in Italy 2 months ago.
All right. Did you go back home?
I went back home. You know, my kids, grandkids all come. You know, we go to Friuli, where we have the Bastianich winery, and we have a little home there. And then I love the sea, so I go down to Istria on the Adriatic, and I do some swimming and the sea, you know, loving the sea and the sun.
Well, we understand that you have a new cookbook coming out in October. Lydia Celebrates Like an Italian. And I love that you're going to come back in November again. So can you give us a little sneak peek about the cookbook? I mean, following,
oh,
I have every one of your autographed cookbooks into my collection. And if I can get a sneak peek, I'm excited.
Oh, absolutely. Well, you know, it's cooking at home and recipe for recipe. And, you know, I've written a few cookbooks. And there's always a theme to a message that I want to convey. And what I get a lot of questions about is, Lydia, how do you do a buffet? Lydia, how do you do a dinner for 20? Lydia, how do you do a kids party? So this book addresses this kind of bigger gatherings. And how do you approach it? Do you approach it elegantly? How do you set a theme, you know, like barbecue, like pizza, like, you know, an all antipasto buffet? You know, you can do that very well in the Italian culinary repertoire. A big antipasto, affettati, cheese, all kinds of pickled vegetables and olives and crunchy bread and spreads. And you can do all of that, nice seafood salad. And you don't have to cook them, you know, it's all kind of salads and cold.
So these are the kind of things that I share with the reader or the cook. And you know, also what, Jasper, when I get a question, when people have kind of catering events and weddings, and how can I make it Italian? So I give them an idea. But because if you do a wedding, all you need to make it Italian, all you need is one dish. You don't need the whole menu Italian, you know. But you go to a caterer, I guess you can have the steak or the prime rib. But if you make it the antipasto or Italian, or the primi, which is a pasta or a risotto or a soup, you have kind of an Italian feeling at the event. So I tell them how to and which recipes to bring to the caterers. Mm-hmm. And insert in their event menu.
That's perfect. Jasper, I'm a huge Game of Thrones fan, but I'm an even bigger Lydia's fan on KCPT.
Oh, of course.
And Lydia, you've got another season coming out. I've been waiting and waiting for this. I'm so excited. It comes out, I think, early October. And you'll be tying in the theme of celebrating like an Italian, correct?
Exactly, exactly. Usually, you know, the shows follow a book, so that you write the book first, and then the actually almost two seasons, a book will kind of yield two seasons of shows. And what it makes it interesting for the viewer, because they can have the option to have the book, watch the show, and then be able to duplicate these things. So yes, it is. It is all about celebrations. The shows is going to air now in October on PBS. And the celebration, but you know, not only the cooking, the presentation, the elegance of setting a table, the aperitivi, you know, like the Italians, how do the Italians start with their blinis, you know, and how simple, how to make peach blinis are, you know, the common, but you can make any food blinis, and so on. Different drinks also, you know, using the Italians, like the Aperol, like the Campari, and all of that. So, you know, a nice Negroni. And so I go into everything from cocktail hour to the hors d'oeuvres to the main course to even a dessert party, all desserts.
Oh, wow. Just listening to you, I get so inspired, Lydia. Thank you so much.
And, you know, Lydia, you'll be out at Boys Grow tomorrow, the Boys Grow Fall Festival. And what a love story that was when you connected with them. Tickets are still available. And, of course, the anniversary dinner on Monday, September 18th, begins at 5 p.m. Reservations still available. You need to visit lydiaskc.com, or you can call
the anniversary dinner. Yeah, I will be there, and I'll kind of walk around the room, find the books, and say hello and thank everybody. And for the fundraiser for the Boys Grow, you know, it's such a good cause. It's for inner city kids that have the opportunity to work the land, to earn a key, because, you know, they get a little. They get paid for doing that. They join that. But they also get a little pocket money. And what they learn, because, you know, I grew up on a farm with grandma, and learning about food, where food comes from, how the earth gives us this nourishing food, and how we should respect the earth. I mean, you know, it's a base for children, for teenagers, to form their manhood and the future of their life. The stability, appreciating the earth and the land. That feeds us.
No doubt. Lydia, thank you so much for coming on. We look forward to seeing you. I'm going to miss you for the press luncheon, but Lisa and I will be there for lunch on Tuesday, as usual. It's kind of like a little hidden spot for us in the corner there. They take care of us like a king and queen. So thank you so much. And safe travels to Kansas City, and we will see you on Monday.
Arrivederci. Grazie. Ciao.
Ciao.
Hey, this is Jasper.
And Kimberly.
We are live at the Hen House Market celebrating
Hen House's 94th anniversary, Jasper.
Wow, that's something else. 94 delicious years right here in Kansas City.
Since when?
1923. Do the math, lady. Do the math. Come on over here right now, because Kim is passing out gift certificates and tip and pie certificates like they're water, like they're free or something here.
I'm being very generous today.
You are being very generous, lady.
And the secret phrase, of course, is...
happy anniversary?
No.
What is it?
You wouldn't win one, Jasper. Sorry. 94th anniversary, Jasper. Oh. You never listened to me.
Well, I listened, Kimberly.
You never listened to me. Does Lisa have this problem?
Oh, they're listening over here right now at the garage sale, the culinary garage sale for Slow Food. They have the radio on, so you know they're just sitting there laughing at me right now.
Oh, my gosh. And that goes on until 3 today. Great bargains to be had.
Yeah.
Plus, Jasper, there's a barely used refrigerator, microwave, dishwasher, and range suite.
And range. It's unbelievable.
It's beautiful.
Lisa got a fried chicken pan that's something else. Got to talk about a lot of things. Kimberly, we have a great show today also.
Great show.
I'm hungry, and I got my Tippins pie in front of me.
Well, you've eaten most of that key lime.
So this morning I had pastries from Broadmoor. They brought them over. Chef Bob brought over 300 pastries for Slow Food.
Well, I saw the croissants. I didn't realize he brought that many.
And they're making English muffins. And he said, now you can go to Broadmoor, and you can actually sit at the bistro in the morning and have coffee every day.
I think I know where I'm going to find you now.
Yeah, not just Fridays.
And isn't Mr. Doggety, Dwayne, isn't he over there grilling brats
he's
and
grilling
Jasper's
sausages
Italian
and,
sausage?
And hot dogs. And Craig Jones, he's on the register right now. I got a great picture of Craig with all the cash.
Craig knows how to count change.
Oh, yes. He's got this computer. Oh, here's a lady, 94. And I'm
That's
glad
right.
you're listening, my friend. We have customers walking up. This is a great time here at the Happy Anniversary Special for Hen House Market. Come on over right now, because right now you're going to find some delicious monkfish, fresh halibut over here. And, I mean, there's so much more going on here. I can't describe it all. The beautiful produce, the fresh chicken, the Tippins pies.
The apples.
Honeycrisp, you got your eye on them right now.
Oh,
don't you,
I love
lady?
Those. I love those.
Well, Kimberly, you have a delicious interview coming up.
We're so lucky. We've got American Slang, which is the newly renovated restaurant over at the Intercontinental.
I was down there last week, Kimberly. I had the muscles. They'll knock you out.
Knock me out?
I should have told them who I was. I didn't want to. I went incognito for dinner last week.
How does Jasper go
incognito? I sat in a corner. Well, let's get on with this interview right here on KCMO.
Talk Radio 103.7 FM, AM 710.
Kimberly.
You know, Jasper, the day that we start this show with your mouth empty is the day I'm going to worry, okay?
Give me a break, lady. When someone brings in a charcuterie tray and a little vino, what do you expect this Italian to do?
I know. You jumped into it right away. Jasper, you know, we are so lucky to have with us this morning Don Breckenridge, who is the general manager, of course, of the Intercontinental Kansas City at the Plaza and the executive chef of the new restaurant there, American Slang Chef Drew Kennedy. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
And you know, Jasper, you grew up in Kansas City.
Oh, of course.
So the Intercontinental to you is like a landmark.
Of course. It's the most iconic hotel on the Plaza. I mean, that's what you think of when you think of the Plaza. And that's the first thing you see. You drive by it. I mean, there's no better location in Kansas City.
And Don, you grew up in Kansas City.
I did. Yeah, I remember when the hotel was being constructed back in the early 70s.
Okay, now you're dating
the
yourself.
Alameda.
the Alameda, that's
and
right.
And my wife and I stayed there right after on our wedding night 27 years ago, right after it converted from the Alameda to the Ritz.
Oh, wow.
Never knowing that many years later I would have the pleasure of working there.
So it has a very special meaning for
Extremely
you.
Special meaning.
Now, you've been back in Kansas City for 8 years.
8 years today.
8 years today.
Wow.
And you have seen this hotel through a gorgeous renovation.
Yeah, and it's you know, it was a complete fashion makeover. We were thrilled to get it the work done, and it's given the hotel a whole new vitality and energy. There's just a lot of energy and excitement, and we couldn't be more pleased.
But American Slang, now I got to come around and ask you, is that where the Pam Pam used to be?
It is.
Come on, that was my hangout.
That is where it is, where all the deals used to get done.
Oh yeah, Pam Pam.
The American Slang is an incredibly playful design.
American Slang. I mean, I love it, but where did you get that name at?
Yeah, it came from some research, and it's, you know, a modern brasserie. It's kind of a new twist on old French classics, you know, American through a French through an American lens, if you will.
Oh.
Yeah, so the idea is, so, you know, as a chef, if I'm conceiving of a dish, I'll most likely start with something super classic, and I'm not going to, you know, reinvent the wheel, but I'm going to update it a little bit, maybe change the presentation a little bit.
Put your own riff on it.
Yeah, play with it a little bit.
Yeah.
And the idea is that's what Americans do, right?
Exactly. You know, you hit it. I didn't get that. Now I do.
Yeah, the food of Italy comes to America, and it's different. You know, the food of Germany comes to America, and it's different. The food of France comes to America, and it's different.
Right.
And so we are, you know, just kind of putting our American twist on it.
So,
you know, like Don said, French food through an American lens.
Beautiful. And now it makes so much sense to me now.
Jasper, the light bulb. I love it. So, Chef Drew, I'm sitting here reading the notes that you and Don brought in this morning, but I'm going to let you tell listeners what some of your favorite dishes are, because I want to hear you describe them.
Okay, one of my favorite dishes is a lobster pot pie.
What?
And so,
lobster pot pie?
Lobster pot pie.
I didn't see that on the menu.
It's there.
It's there.
My God.
In black and white. So it is cold water lobster, sweet peas, new potatoes,
oh my God,
roasted mushrooms, a little bit of vegetables, and then a brandy cream sauce.
Oh, no.
And then we pop it in the oven with puff pastry, and it's really tasty. It's really tasty. It's one of my personal favorites.
And Don is making some motions over here. It must be a big portion.
Yeah, it is. It is not a small portion. It is certainly big enough for even someone like me who, I mean, I don't know if you can tell from looking at me, but I don't miss a lot of meals.
Food.
Never trust a skinny chef. You're not overweight by any means, but
no, I
me.
Agree. I agree. There's something that makes me a little nervous when I see a skinny chef.
Yeah, exactly.
Sure.
Drew calls it lobster pot pie. I call it LRD.
Okay.
Large, rich, and decadent.
I like that, the LRD. Give us another one. Hit us up with something sweet.
Vanilla battered French toast.
Oh,
stop it.
With brioche.
Okay.
We do our flapjacks with vanilla strawberries and whipped cream. We have 3 different eggs Benedict, 4 different omelets. We have a croque madame. You know, like our signature breakfast is the La Royale, which is 2 eggs anyway, bacon, sausage, hash browns, and a croissant.
And, you know, you've got a great bar. You've got a 35-seat bar. You've got a great craft cocktail program. Of course, a wonderful wine list.
Sure.
And all of this makes, you know, when I was editor of Kansas City Magazine several years ago, I did a spread on hotel restaurants and how they're often overlooked by people who live in the city. But the trend now is for people to, it's not just out-of-towners.
Yeah, right? We're definitely trying to connect with the community and be part of Kansas City, not just part of the Kansas City that people who come through the hotel see, but part of Kansas City for the people who live here.
Yeah.
You know, if you come into American Slang, you're going to get one of the best views of the plaza in the city. And right now is the perfect time because I think we have the best patio in the city.
The best view.
Yeah.
You've got an incredible view.
For sure. And you sit out on our patio, you know, the streets are tree lined. So you're not going to see the bus drive by. You're not going to see, you know, the traffic. But you've got this beautiful view of the plaza. We're up a little bit. Yeah. So you're looking down on the plaza. And it's really peaceful and tranquil.
Oh, I can imagine some of this charcuterie. A nice little glass of wine.
Absolutely.
5 p.m. That's on my bucket list.
You and Lisa. Absolutely. You and Miss Lisa on a Tuesday.
Yep.
Your day off.
Yep.
Right?
You know where you're going to find me.
I do. Now, Don, of course, you've seen celebrity after celebrity come through that hotel. And if you're like Jasper, Jasper says what happens to Jasper's stays at Jasper.
It does.
But can you just give us one, maybe, who's no longer with us?
I know someone who was big was just very recently, but I'm not going to say that either.
Someone who's no
very
longer,
famous.
Very famous. Well, you know, for me, it's always going to be one of the musicians.
Yeah.
And, you know, personal favorites, you know, Paul McCartney, Eric Clapton.
Yeah.
Bruce Springsteen, those were personal treats, and you know Paul McCartney. With all the celebrities we've had there, they all get a certain amount of attention from locals that want to be with them or get an autograph or a picture. But Paul McCartney's visit was so impactful. He is a Beatle, and no one else that stays there is a Beatle. And the Beatles rule still today.
There's no doubt
they still rule, and that was very evident by the 20 police officers that we had inside the building to make sure that Sir Paul's stay was uninterrupted.
Well, seamless.
And it's funny you say that because last year I brought back someone very, very famous. I'm not going to say his name. He walked in the hotel. Not one person recognized him. He has very short hair. Kimberly, you attended a concert last week that was rained out.
Yep.
And nobody knew who he was. He walked to the hotel lobby. We shook hands because we have a mutual friend in Nashville. And it was kind of nice. He said, This is my new life, and not one person. So I mean, you go from one to the other, and I mean, the Beatles. Come on, that's the history that hotel has. The people who've walked through those doors.
So how cool is it for you to be in this iconic structure in Kansas
in
City,
kitchen.
Making it's great food?
You know what? It's incredible. I was just telling Don last night. It's like it's not that there's no stress.
Yeah.
You know, working in a kitchen is stressful. You know, opening a new restaurant is stressful. Mm. But it's rewarding, and I go home with a smile on my face.
Wow.
And think about it. You took over this hotel kitchen where Jess Barbosa once where Chess was one of the most famous chefs in Kansas City, and he's being honored
recently retired.
Exactly,
right?
And so
Hall of Fame.
Exactly, so you're in that kitchen, the history in that hotel, and I know you're making that tuna sandwich down there for lunch, aren't you?
Yeah, so it's fun. It's a take on a classic Provençal sandwich, the pan bagnat, and what it is we just sear yellowfin tuna just until it's rare. We sear it with Herbe de Provence on it, and then serve it with basil pesto, anchovies, heirloom tomatoes on a baguette.
Well, guys, we're sorry 9 minutes goes really fast in radio time. We could
sit here. Are you
keeping
track or what?
I am, Jasper.
Why do you do this? You're the bad girl over there.
You know me.
I just keep eating and talking.
You know me. If Jasper had his way, the show would be 5 hours long.
Oh, yeah.
But it just can't
commercial
be.
Commercial free.
So, unless you want to sponsor the show, Don, yeah, exactly. I don't know. But we thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedules. We look forward to special holidays.
The tradition continues.
The tradition continues. But more than anything, it's a place where you can walk in after a hard day's work and get an incredible meal, a great cocktail, charcuterie.
I got that lobster pot pie on my mind right now, lady.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that.
Well, thank you.
You're very kind. And we look forward to joining you. Of course, this is Jasper Morali.
And Kimberly Stern.
We're live from Jasper's Kitchen right here on KCMO.
Talk Radio 103.7 FM, AM 710.
Hey, this is Jasper.
And Kimberly.
We are live from Jasper's Kitchen celebrating an anniversary today.
That's right. 94 delicious years, Hen House, since 1923,
Kimberly.
And what is the secret phrase, Jasper?
The secret phrase is 93 delicious years.
94 delicious
94
years.
94 delicious
you,
years.
Jasper, I don't
you
know
got
about
me
you.
Again.
94 delicious years, come in. We've got a few gift cards left.
You can't make this up, Kimberly, what goes on here.
You know I can't. We need to have, like, Andy on Bravo has in the treehouse with Andy after the show. We need to have in the treehouse with Kimberly so people know what really goes on.
You have a lot of requests today in the treehouse with Kimberly, flat Kimberly.
Kimberly.
She needs a flat Kimberly here. That's for other reasons.
Well, you know, I had knee surgery about 8-9 days ago. Yeah. And
you're not healing as quickly as I thought.
It's kind of hop along Kimberly.
Because we're only 5 weeks away from Cuba.
I know.
Cuba.
But it's, you know, but great surgeon. And just, you know, I've rehab to look forward to. And
oh, it's a lot to look forward to. Yeah, everybody can't wait to go to rehab.
You've been carrying my books. Mr. G carries my books. So.
Yeah,
anyway.
Is Opal taking care of you?
Opal, yeah, my little dog. She just snuggles by me.
Oh, I saw the photos. Well, you take care of yourself.
I am.
Well, Kimberly, we're here right now at the Hen House Market celebrating 94 delicious years. Yes, I know how many years it is. But you have something safely delicious. I've already been through my safely delicious stash.
Well, evidently. You didn't share with me.
No, I didn't. They brought you more. Don't worry.
We are so excited to have Lisa Reagan on this morning. She is safely delicious, and it's allergy-free snacks. I love this packaging.
Thank you.
More than anything, I love what's inside it.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Thanks. Glad to be here.
So, I met Lisa this week at the restaurant.
Did you?
She brought me by samples for you and I.
And where were mine?
Yours are gone, lady.
Gone in
Sorry,
60 seconds.
I brought you more.
Thank you so much. So what is Safely Delicious? Tell our listeners.
So it's an allergy-friendly snack that I make. I make several different flavors. And I came up with the idea of this company from the encouragement from some what I call my church lady friends over at St. Michael's where I work. And I've been making allergy-friendly snacks for my children. They have all these food allergies. So gluten-free, dairy-free, peanut-free, soy-free, egg-free. And so probably about 12 years ago, when I was getting those diagnoses for two of my kids, right. I started seeking and looking for foods that they couldn't eat, then kind of creating my own recipes for them so that they could still feel included at the birthday parties. And so snacks was kind of my big thing with them, was always like recreating snacks that were going to be free of the top 8 food allergens. And so the classic flavor was one that I've been making for 12 years. Mm. And that was the one I just happened to take to work one day, and all the ladies thought I bought it. Where did I get it? And I was like, no, I make this. And they're like, oh, you should sell it. And I was like, okay, I was thinking someday I might come up with a business idea, and so this happened to be what
the rest
was
is history.
Yeah. And so, yeah.
And you can buy these at a Hen House, of course.
Yes.
And
yes.
Do you know what area?
Right now, well, there you have them in the gluten-free aisle.
Okay.
And then they are located right now in 4 of the Hen Houses. So the one here in Leawood, and the one on 135th and Metcalf, and then in Olathe, and also in Merriam, Kansas. And then on Monday, they're going to get them over into Price Choppers that are Ball's Food Stores. And that'll be
okay. Cool. I'm not kidding. I have to tell you
in
a story.
Missouri.
Tuesday, when you came by, you brought them to me. I did not do any research. I didn't look at the sheets that you sent me. I sat
typical
there and
Lisa.
I didn't look at. I didn't
typical.
Look,
no homework.
I didn't look at anything. Didn't see the label. Then I opened the package up. I started eating them. I had no idea.
Yeah.
I mean, they are absolutely delicious. I didn't know idea about allergy friendly until afterwards. I started reading them. They are delicious.
Thank
and they're
you.
I mean, they are. I mean. Yeah, I don't know how to describe them. The
there's,
chocolate
there's nothing
mint.
Artificial in them.
No.
There's no preservatives, no artificial
so
colors.
So tell us
nothing.
About your product. Tell us about the flavors that you have.
So I offer five flavors. So we have the classic, which is with a semi-sweet chocolate. And then there's dark chocolate. Mm. And then there is an organic peppermint with dark chocolate, a raspberry with dark chocolate, and coffee with chocolate.
Mm. Okay, the chocolate mint, I'm not kidding you, Kim.
Like an Andes mint?
It tastes just like, how do you know?
Because you told me.
Oh, okay, we already talked about this, didn't we?
So, you know, you're a new business owner, Lisa, and you're seeing your dream kind of come to fruition.
Yes.
Do you have any good story about maybe how you were discovered?
Oh, well, I was at the Fancy Food Show in New York in June.
Wow, that's big time.
Just this past June?
Just a few months ago.
Yeah.
And so it was one of those where I got the invite to go. And my packaging, this packaging you're looking at is like all about a month or two old because my original packaging was like white coffee bags with windows and I'd sticker them all up. And it was just very mama, papa.
Homemade.
Looked like farmer's market kind of thing. And so when I got the invite to go, I was like, I got packaging. We got to get in. So in 6 weeks of when I got the invite to when we showed up at the show, we had packaging.
No
and
kid.
It looked like this. And then while I was there, the Ball's food team happened to be walking around, and they stopped at my booth and I guess discovered me in New York to bring me back to Kansas. And so now I'm getting involved with all the Ball food stores. And so it took me going to New York to get back into the grocery stores here in Kansas now and hopefully around the country.
And if you think about Kim, and you could just look on the label, gluten-free, dairy-free, peanut-free, tree nut free, soy free, egg free, vegan, no cholesterol, no artificial flavors, no artificial colors, no preservatives.
And you know what I really like too about these, Jasper, especially you mentioned having kids, perfect to pack.
They
in
are.
Lunches,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Now you're going to be sampling today at the 117th and Row Penthouse,
yes,
correct?
I am, yes.
Right here.
Yes.
And people can come and try.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I invite everybody around Kansas City to come over and try any of the samples. We have all the five flavors that we're sampling today, and they sell them in the 3-ounce bags. And they're.
I can only imagine what's on the horizon for you.
Thanks.
Something's up that sleeve right now. You're not telling us. Look at her smile, Kimberly. You got something going on, don't you?
We're trying to scale up, so we'll see we'll see where all this takes me. So that's what we're hoping to.
Oh, and you're at St. Michael's Parish?
Yes. Well, that's where I work, and then I attend Church of the Ascension.
So do you know my little niece and nephew, the Knopkeys?
Yes, the
Nicholas.
Yes.
Nicholas and Mario. Of course.
Yes.
It just hit me, St. Michael's, of course.
It always hits you, Jasper.
It hits me a little late.
A little late. So, yes. Lisa, are these the only size bag you sell, the small bags?
No. So I have the 3-ounce bags, and they come with a resealable seal on them. So, you know, some people never have to use the seal because they'll sit down and eat the whole bag.
I wouldn't.
But if you're going to ration them out, you know, then.
My bag's gone.
Yeah, the little guys, though, are just single serve ones. The little 1-ounce guys are just single serve, though.
So. Well, safely delicious, allergy friendly snacks.
Mocha. Classic, crunchy, sweet.
So they have like the little 1-ounce guys. You can get those at, there's a Revo Cup coffee shop that sells the little guys. And then the big guys are in the grocery stores. And then for those that aren't nearby, my website is an online store. So they can also go there
and
they can order them. And
but think about these as a topping or something too. Crunch them up
and
put them on something.
Funny, so after I've bagged them, there's always extra crumbles left. And so exactly that, my college son, he's been like, he'll take the extras and he'll sprinkle it on ice cream.
Oh, no,
I was going to say, a great sundae.
He was just like, don't throw that stuff out. That's a whole other product. I'm like, okay, I'm not there yet.
That's a good idea. I like that a lot.
Jasper, you know what? Hen House just brought over a 3-ounce bag for
you. Oh, wow.
Can you have that?
I'm in big trouble there.
Well, please, got to wrap this up. We're so thrilled that
Thank
you came
you.
On. So thrilled that you went to New York to be discovered. to come back to Kansas,
yes,
and sell your product.
Well, you've been on live from Jasper's Kitchen, so now 69 million Americans across the country know about your product. How about that?
You
better be ready for that. How about
that's
it?
That's right. Better get into production.
My friends, we cannot wait to see you here at the Hen House Market. Come on by, because we are still giving away some excellent Tippins coupons.
That's right.
Some gift certificates to Hen House. And, of course, we have one more thing to say. What's that?
The website address
where
they
can go.
Oh, yeah,
the website. It's safelydelicious.com. That's right. This is Jasper Morovoli.
And Kimberly Stern.
Live from the Hen House Market here on 117th and Row. We'll see you next week.